This is the Makeup Show podcast, where we take some time every week to talk all things about makeup, from kit to career, from artistry to inspiration, and everything in between. With decades of experience in all areas of the industry, award-winning makeup artists Danessa Myricks and James Vincent travel the world meeting and educating makeup lovers. In this podcast, Danessa and James share the wealth of their knowledge and career insights with you.
Hey, hey, hey!
Howdy, howdy, howdy!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
It's Danessa!
And James Vincent.
And this is a new year of the Makeup Show podcast.
New Year, new me!
It's New Year's Day, guys!
New Year, who dis?
Can you... Can you believe it's 2020? I die.
No. Can you believe that the year 2000 was 20 years ago?
Please stop. I can't.
God, crazy. Crazy. But Happy New Year, babe.
Happy New Year to you too.
We spent last New Year's together.
Yes.
And it kind of 2019 was a crazy year for me because we made some commitments to each other.
Yes. We actually, for those, I don't think we talked about this before. Last year, New Year's, we spent the New Year's brainstorming and setting our intentions for the upcoming year. And it was exciting to see throughout the year of 2019, all the things that we talked about, how they manifested, even beyond our wildest dreams. And that's usually what the beginning of the year is like for everyone, right? Setting intentions. Okay, this is what this year is going to look like. These are my goals. I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to finally start that thing. And we kind of are always looking forward, which is great about the newness. But one of the things that we've talked about is sometimes we kind of forget, like, just kind of the basic things that kind of got us to where we are right now and how we need to drill down on those. Yeah.
So fundamentals.
We're going to look at the new year in a different way. And we just wanted to share a few minutes with you guys about this topic that we kind of wanted to talk about last year, but now this is the perfect timing, I think.
I think practice makes perfect.
Yes.
You want to go?
You go.
We wanted to kick off the new year with the idea of really focusing on your skill set. In this podcast, we speak a lot about the things that you can do to build your career, to keep yourself motivated, to keep moving forward, to find success, blah, 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 all of those things. But one of the things that Danessa and I have experienced in the last few weeks, working with different artists, looking and having people reach out to me for Fashion Week in February, working on programs and projects where I'm helping makeup artists build their brands, one of the things that I have found is that many makeup artists who have great followings, who've got the social media game down, who are committed to taking classes and networking, doing all of those things, need to work on their makeup application.
Yeah, it's a very interesting thing. And I think you hit it right on the head. Like, everyone's setting these big goals and, like, really pushing, driving, like, doing all the things that they're supposed to do. And then I found also in a few occasions at the end of the year where I invited artists who've been reaching out for like a whole year to kind of have an opportunity to work together. And when it actually happened, like, they were wonderful humans and it was like a great day, but there were like some basic skill sets that I felt could have been more refined. And even though they were like magical human beings, I couldn't get out of my mind just like these basic elements that I wish they would have performed on a higher level. So that idea of, and even for myself, like practicing basics, like liner, like brows, like, you know, getting that complexion perfect, like the right shades of foundation, like those fundamental things that will prepare us for these big opportunities that we're looking forward to in the coming year.
I think if you're looking at your skill set, for me, I want you to step back from your makeup application and I want you to create a checklist. I want you to really look and I want you to be honest with yourself. I want you to look at the images that you've been creating, the photos that are in your portfolio. Mm-hmm. I want you to think about the clients who you have applied makeup to. And I want you to really go down a checklist, being very honest and very real with yourself. And I want you to break it down. I want you to look at complexion and say, is this foundation a match? Is the complexion where the complexion needs to be? Is the coverage where the coverage needs to be? Am I able? Do I understand the difference between sheer, light, medium, and full? And am I applying it correctly? You know, I want you to look and say, are the pieces that I'm carrying in my kit, that product, is it going to allow me to be the best makeup artist that I can be? Or am I so used to carrying it that I still continue to carry it?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to look and say, is this complexion looking great on camera? Is it capturing? Is it photographing? Is it flashing the way it needs to? And when you start to break down those areas of your application so specifically, it really gives you an opportunity to assess and improve.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not even about like we haven't been practicing enough. Sometimes it's just like we haven't, the direction that our makeup artistry has gone or the jobs we have haven't given us the opportunity to do everything.
Yeah.
I know, like for me, I used to be Miss Lash. Like you weren't leaving my chair until I curated and cut 4 pairs of lashes into something special for you. Yeah. But when I look back at all of 2019, I think I may have applied lashes twice.
Yeah.
And that used to be something that was like, this was my thing. And now when I go to do it, I'm like, and it's only because it's just not something that I've been in the habit of doing or I haven't been practiced in. The same thing with liner. I'm all about like these big, colorful, glossed eyes with no liner. Like, hey, where are my liner skills right now? Don't know. I think I just need to go and kind of just practice those skills, because who knows when you're going to be asked to perform, and not just perform, but perform on a higher level. And if you haven't touched it or done it in a while, that's a kind of a scary or risky position to put yourself in.
I agree. I think I started with complexion because I think that's such a big, important piece of makeup. I use the word piece. But I think that there are also those areas of application where you've got to look at consistency. If you're looking at liner, if you're looking at lash, if you're looking at lip, you're looking at precision, you're looking at placement, you're looking at, you know, how flawless are you getting that product where you want the product to be? Is it the right shape for the face, for the look that you're trying to create? Is it beautifully applied? You know, is there something there that feels almost effortless in your makeup? And if you find yourself still struggling with lip liner or eyeliner, know that you are not alone. For me, if I'm really honest, I work primarily on models and celebrities.
Yeah.
So when I have to work on real people, I find it to be a bit daunting because I'm not dealing with, you know,
two drops
things
of makeup. Yeah.
And even though I might be dealing with a 70-year-old client, they're probably someone who, as a celebrity, is taking care of things in a different way. And so I have to practice constantly. As I've gotten older and my eyes and my hands don't necessarily work the way that they used to work, I find that that repetition, that muscle memory, is essential to my success, but also knowing my product and knowing my tools.
I think January for all of our listeners, it's a great time in the makeup industry. It's like a ramping up time. So it's not like there's tons of work flowing in, you know, the first week of January. So it's actually a perfect opportunity for us to, in addition to our resolutions, to think about refining, just refining our skill set to be ready for the amazing year that's in front of us.
I love that. I think even giving yourself like a calendar, you know, give yourself a challenge. Say, okay, today I don't have anyone to practice on. I'm just going to be working on the back of my hand. So I'm going to be practicing the idea of cat eye and kitten liner. I'm going to be working with 5 different brushes and a gel liner, a cake liner, a liquid liner, you know, and really trying to master the shapes that I'm trying to create.
I love that. And even thinking of ways to, let's say you are a pro at liner, thinking about a new way to introduce liner in 2020. So if you've always done it this way, like, what's the newness that you're going to bring to your artistry this year?
I love that. When you are looking at makeup, what I want you to realize is that practicing makeup and kind of putting yourself through an application is part of what we do. It is not your client's responsibility to pay you to learn. You need to be putting that time into your own application process, and that's what makes you a stronger and more skilled artist. So I think you need to study the masters. Take a look at all of the artists that you admire. If you're looking at a Val Garland, a Dick Page, a Kevin Aucoin, you know, really look at those pieces that make them the master, and those little moments in their makeup that people are still studying. And then cross-study. You know, when you're looking at the work of Kevin Aucoin, I think you're also looking at lighting. You're mm-hmm. looking at the way that those images were captured.
Yeah.
If you're looking at the work of Dick Page, you know, you're looking at these moments of beautiful fashion and the way that he works, you know, so simply sometimes mm-hmm. and gets great impact. If you're looking at someone like Mateen, you know, I think he manages to always have these exciting moments. But it's your job to study the people in your industry yeah. who are considered to be the masters and the experts.
So for the new year, we know that you're sitting at home right now saying, you know, all the planning for the year, all the amazing things that you want to accomplish this year, like this year is your year, and we certainly agree with you. So we want you to be ready for all the opportunities that are coming. So just for a moment, just think about how we are going to refine our skill set. What is it that we're going to be bringing new into our artistry? And I love what you said about the study. It's plenty of time now to like visit the people who are doing things really well and to study and to dig a little deeper even into the aesthetic that you have right now and how can you create a deeper impact.
I love
in
it.
That focus.
And reach out to us. You know, build that support system. Last New Year's, we were surrounded by each other and other artists. And we really committed to what we wanted to accomplish in 2020. And what I'm going to urge you this year is not only to study makeup, but to cross-study. Look at lighting. Look at cameras. Experiment. Don't be afraid to play and try new things. Assist. Work with other artists.
Yeah.
You learn so much from simply looking at other people's application and kits and the way that they interact with their clients. And work. Work. Just get out there and put makeup on someone anytime mm-hmm. that you can. Play, practice, have fun with it, and let those fundamentals and let those, you know, that passion that you found that made you pick up a brush in the first place, revisit that and commit to becoming a better artist at the end of this year than you are right now on day one.
We're so excited for you guys. We're excited for what this year looks like for you. And we're excited that you're allowing us to be a part of your journey. So welcome into 2020. We will be continuing to come to you every week on a Wednesday morning. And we're excited when you guys tune in. So please continue to share this podcast with your friends or anyone that you feel that would benefit from some of the information that we're sharing. Reach out to us. We want to know what your goals and dreams are for 2020 and how we can support you with them. Let us know the topics that you'd love to hear, people that you like to hear on the podcast. We have a lot of guests lined up. Yep. We want to hear from you. Like, who do you want for us to have a conversation with? Reach out to us by email. TheMakeupShowPodcast@gmail.com. Continue to follow us on Instagram @TheMakeupShowPodcast.
Rate, review, and follow. And if you're listening to this podcast today, think about those pieces that you want to work on this week and send us some messages on Instagram so we can all hold each other accountable.
We love you. It's a new year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Love you. Bye.